Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Hello, and welcome to another bite-sized episode of the Truth About You podcast. I realized when I recorded the last bite-sized episode that I did tell you at the beginning of that episode that I was going to talk about a number of different soul tools and then proceeded to only talk about one. So I'm back to talk about another couple of soul tools that we can easily weave into our day-to-day life. Easily. I'm repeating that for a reason, because often our mind likes to big these things up into being like massive undertakings when they're actually not in reality. But each of the things I want to talk to you about are ways to connect within, ways to connect at soul level, ways to connect to the energy of the universe. So let's start off with something that is really dear to my heart, because it was one of the first ways in which I began to experience and understand and get to know that there was more to me than my thinking. There was more to me than my thoughts. And that soul tool is journaling. And I know that if you have been in my world for a while, if you've ever been a client of mine, that you will have heard me wax on about journaling as a really, really beautiful way to connect. And a really beautiful way, not just to connect with yourself on a day-to-day basis. Journaling is not writing a diary. Journaling is much more of a expansive way of communicating with ourselves. So lots of people think about journaling and think it must be really complicated, because it does have such massively impactful, beneficial effects. But in fact, journaling is really bloody simple. Journaling is just writing stuff down. Now, I'm a firm believer that when we journal, the best way to journal is with pen and paper, because there's something in that energetic act of writing that allows us to tap into our inner wisdom or our higher self wisdom, and indeed to receive other messages too, if we are that way inclined. And so it's really just a modality or a medium or a method by which we get to validate what we're experiencing. We get to be curious about ourselves, our needs, our thinkings, our desires. And we get to witness what is going on in that mind of ours. And we get to be really curious about what else is at play and what else is possible. But the act of journaling is literally just writing stuff down. There are two main things I would say to you if you're curious to try journaling and you've never done it before. The first is, don't lie to yourself. A journal is a private endeavor. It is a place where radical honesty is always going to get the best results. Now, I know that in busy households, sometimes we might feel limited on our journaling just in case other people happen across it and decide to take a look. And so one of the things I recommend to anybody who is starting out on a journaling journey or is using journaling regularly is to make sure that wherever they are journaling, that A, it's always in the same place, in the same book, ideally a really beautiful one, but a back of a fag packet will actually do, and that they keep it somewhere that is sacred to them. And I'd always recommend that if you are in a shared household, if you have partners, kids, parents, AN others living with you, that you let people know that that is your journal and that it is for your eyes only. So that if they do happen across it, they know the boundary. Radical honesty and privacy, therefore, around your journaling is really important, because it's really hard to be radically honest with ourselves if we're scared that someone else is going to read what we've written, unless we want them to read it, and then that's the whole of the ball game. And that is one way that we can use our journal, actually, is in helping to communicate difficult things to other people. We can actually be guided through our journaling as to some of the conversations that we might like to have with others. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So what even is journaling? Well, yeah, it's just writing stuff down. But what it is a really powerful soul tool that helps us connect with our authentic self. It can do everything from revealing unconscious blocks to creating solutions to issues or challenges or dilemmas in life. It can help us map out different options. It can help us validate our emotions. Journaling is a place where we get to be seen and heard exactly as we are, without any need for anybody else to contribute to that. I mean, that's really powerful. Just that solitary action of you being able to see and hear yourself, and then all of the ripple effect that comes from that, like finding solutions, like revealing blocks that you didn't even realize were there, like letting go of things that are not serving you, like recognizing patterns in things that come up in life for you. Journaling is an incredibly cathartic process. So if you're curious in journaling, here's how you could start. Or if you've journaled before, but you've never quite got into it, or if you just want a bit of a refresh, here's how I would suggest you start. Go and invest in a really, it's not expensive, but go and invest in a really beautiful journal, because making this a sacred practice adds a whole level of conscious awareness to it, and ritual and ceremony and sacredness. That's really beautiful. It's a deep, deep, deep self-love practice, is journaling. So set the scene, like create a space or a time of day where you will always journal. And we're talking like it can take 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a giant 5-hour session. If you're just starting out, I actually suggest you don't journal for more than 5 minutes, because what we want to do first is we want to establish some habit and some consistency around this. Because once we've done that, that's when we start to get the magic flowing. And the way I started, and what I recommend to others, is that we start with questions, that we just ask ourselves questions, and then we can answer those questions. Like, let's say you're journaling first thing in the morning. You might want to ask yourself, what are my intentions for today? How do I want to be today? What do I want to feel today? What do I want to experience today? Or if you are perhaps journaling last thing at night, you can ask yourself, what were my wins from today? What's gone well today? If for any reason you're feeling emotional, I mean, we're always feeling emotional because we're always feeling something, right? But if you're feeling an emotion that's tricky or painful or difficult, your journal can become a place to express those feelings. And so I might ask the question sometimes, what am I feeling? How am I feeling? And there is so much magic, more magic that comes through journaling than if you were just asking these questions in your mind. Because as you're writing, you're opening up this space and this communication between your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. And what you'll find is if you just keep writing, some really new insights and pieces of information will come through. The single best thing we can use our journal for is gratitudes. So we are probably all familiar with the theory and the science and the practice around being grateful, tuning into gratitude and expressing gratitude as a way of enhancing how we feel. Often, last thing at night, I will journal, what 3 things am I grateful for right now and why? The and why is a really important part of a gratitude practice. Because when we turn our attention to the things that are going well, to the things that we are thankful for, we raise our vibration and we attract more of that back towards us. So journaling is a really powerful soul tool and one that I highly recommend. The second thing I want to say today is around breath work as a soul tool. So it's not for me. I'm not a breath work practitioner, right? So it would be really remiss of me to pretend to explain the science, to give you breath work practices that you must try or that you can benefit from. But I do want to say, I want to acknowledge a couple of things. One, most of us don't breathe properly. Think about it. When you're stressed, your breath is different to when you're super chilled and relaxed. Our breath is so deeply connected to our parasympathetic nervous system that it is an instant calmer. If we can connect to our breath in any given moment, we return ourselves to the present. So if you want to read around this, if you want to consult a qualified breathwork practitioner, I highly, highly recommend it. But if that's not your, doesn't float your boat, we can all benefit from simply connecting to our breath as a soul tool, as a way to create expansiveness and spaciousness and present moment awareness, all of which detaches us or loosens the attachment we have to the external. It brings us back home to ourselves. And here's the best thing about breath work. No matter the modality of breath work, and there are several different types, and I strongly recommend you explore them. I've explored pretty much all of them and I love them all. The one thing I'm always returned to is the understanding that I am always in control of my breathing. I can always control my breathing. If I turn my attention to my breath, I have the power to change that breath. I can slow it down. I can speed it up. I can deepen it. I can lengthen it. And when we have that one thing that we can control in any given moment, that's got to be a good thing, right? The physiology of it and the biochemical changes that happen through breath work, that's for someone else to explain. But it's enough for me to say that one of the most powerful soul tools you can ever tune into is connecting to your breath, because it brings you home as a soul in a body. And the simplest thing you can do is tune into your breath without trying to change it. And as you inhale, this is a Zen Buddhism practice, as you inhale, you say to yourself in your mind, I am breathing in. And as you exhale, you say to yourself in your mind, I am breathing out. And when you follow that mantra and that flow of the breath, you will find your whole system calms. You will find more clarity of thought. You will find a deeper connection to yourself. And that, my friends, is absolute magic. Who doesn't want that? I hope those soul tools are useful. I will be back with more in another episode. I'm sending you loads of love. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.